Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph Mishnah, right at the top of the Amud. Hey, Viv Lefanav Maliach Tchilu Pasimai. They brought in front of them a very salty item, very salty food. Together with bread, the Bach is not gairs the word Tchilu. Then the Mishnah says, Mevarach Al Maliach Upoiter Es HaPas. He makes the brach on the salty item, which potters the pas. And he doesn't have to make a brach on the pas, which is contrary to what we said all along, is that the pas, the bread is ikar, and we know we make a suda on the pas, and everything else is subordinate. Over here, and we say that he makes the brach on the maliach, and the pas is the pas. Shapas tveiloi, the pas is subordinate. Zeh klal kol shu ikar v'moy tveilo, mevarach ole ikar upaiter sa tveilo. When you have a main item, and something else which is subordinate to it, you make a brach on the main item, and it paters that which is subordinate. So we'll see in the Gemara, how is that so, that bread can be considered subordinate to something else? Bread is a staple, and that's the ikir. Ufrak the Gemara, mikimita the havamalich ikir upas tvela. Do we have such a thing where the pas is the tofel to the other item that he's eating? We're talking in a case where he eats Paris Ginusar, which Rashi says, the Paris of Yam Kineris, which are very choshev, they're exceedingly sweet. So as Taisus explains, that he's eating his Paris Ginusar, and then he eats the Maliach because to counter the effect of the Paris Ginusar, which we'll see in the Gemara, sometimes it's somewhat intoxicating, and then he eats the salty item, which is very salty, to counter the effect of the Paris. And the bread that he eats is only to counter the effect of the maliach, because it's too salty. It's only to dull the saltiness of the food, the salty food that he's eating. So Tosfos asks the question, if that's the case, then really everything else is subordinate to the pears. He's eating the pears. The way Tosfos is learning is that he's eating the pears. Really, his ikir achila, what he wants to eat is the pears. It has some side effects. So he eats the maliach to counter the side effects of the pears. And that the maliach, the salty food, is very, very salty. He eats the bread to counter the effects of the side effects of the maliach. Well, really, all he wants to eat are the pears. Let him make the broch on the pears and potter everything. You shouldn't have to make a broch on the maliach either. So Taisus says that we're talking that it only came later. The pears were eaten first, and only afterwards he ate the maliach and the bread. Therefore, he now has to make a separate bracha on the maliach, but not on the bread. So now that we're talking about the special fruit, this Paris Ginusa, we're mentioning the following. He went after Rav Yechon, the Paris Ginusa, when we were 100 of us, each one of us had 10 of this fruit. Were there 10 of us, then each one of us had 100. They had 1,000 fruit. It was divided amongst the group that they had. And if they only had 10 people, each one had 100. And even though they had such a large quantity of this fruit was so special. So even though and each one of them and all 100 of it was used to take up and consume a container of 100 saw, va'achilahu, and a person used to eat it, umishtabi, he made a shua, deloitoyim ziyuna, he made a shua that he didn't eat any ziyuni, any food, any mazon. Ziyuna sakataitach, do you mean ziyuna? What, of course, this is considered, how can he make a shua that he didn't eat food? Ella, ema mazayna. What he means is, he made a shua that eating mazayna is something, mazon of sustenance that fills him up. This fruit was so special that it stimulated the appetite so much that even though they had this huge quantity, this enormous quantity of fruit, they still felt, they did not feel full, and they still felt like they didn't have mezzainim. He ate so much of it that his face got so shiny from it that the flies used to fall off of his face. They ate so much of it until their hair fell out. Rashim ben Lakish, he ate so much of it until he got somewhat confused. When that happened, Rabbi Yochanan said to the men, the officers of the Bein Asiyah, V'hava mishadar le Rabbi Yehuda nesia balusha abasrei. And he sent officers and he sent to help him to bring him home and to help them bring him home. It had the special fruit of Eretz Yisrael, had such a, it was so delicious and had such a powerful effect. He also, Rav Dima Amar Yiracha, so we're talking about the Shvach, the special praise of Eretz Yisrael, the special fruit they had, the special different things that Eretz Yisrael had that were beyond our comprehension. So he says, Yirachas ha'isol yana ha'melech bahara melech shayim witzim imena shishim riboy safle torez l'kaitz zaytein imera Shabbos l'era Shabbos. The people, the workers used to pick the figs. So the weekly food that they used to bring them for the people that used to pick the figs, that they had so much, the produce was so much, the output was so much, they had so many workers that had to eat so much, they had 600,000 baskets of fish that they used to have to bring out weekly to feed the people who were just picking these figs. He had a certain tree in Haramelch, Shayim, Arim, Menu, Arboim, Sagoizus, Misholish, and Brechais, Mechidish. Again, showing the amazing output in Eretz Yisrael, that he had a tree that they used to, the pigeons that used to nest in the tree, they used to produce and bring 40 saw of these geizlis, from 40 saw of the pigeons from three nests in a month. The name of the city was Gufnis. We talk about Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the special qualities of the fruit and the birds and the pigeons. But it was special. Eretz was special because the people were special. You see the Kahanim, how makbid they were on their yichus. So there was this region over here, in the year of this city, that's called Gufnis, there was 80 pairs of brothers of Kahanim who were married to 80 pairs of sisters, two brothers married two sisters. There was 80 cases of that in the city. Two brothers married two sisters, they were very makbed on their yichus. They were Kahanim and Kahanis. The two brothers, Kahanim, married two sisters, Kahanis. And they checked from Surah Naharda, Boy Ashkecha Bar, and they couldn't find any of the remaining Bar, Mibansi, the Rav Chista, except the daughter of Rav Chista, his daughters, Davin Nesivim, Larami Bar Chama, Lamar Upfa Bar Chama. They were married, so it's a case of two sisters married to two brothers. Only found one case left of two brothers, two sisters. Now, even there was only two, as opposed to what was 80, but even this, they were daughters of Kahanim, but they were not Kahanim, so they couldn't even find one case of two brothers marrying two sisters where they were both Kahanim. We were talking in the Mishnah about salt. Any suda that doesn't have salt in it is not considered a suda. Any suda that doesn't have a kind of a dip, a sharp dip, that's also not a suda. These were the types of foods that were needed to make a proper suda in those days. Let's see, the Mishnah says, so he ate the fruit of the Zayin Minim, of the special Minim that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. He ate the grapes and he ate the figs and the pomegranates. He makes Mivarach HaMisholosh Brachos Div Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, just like you bench after bread, you bench after these fruit. These are the Zayin Minim. You bench as well. You only make one bracha, bracha main shalish. You don't bench, you just make a special bracha main shalish, but not shalish brachos, not the three brachos of benching. Rabbi Kiva says a different thing. He says, even if he eats boiled, something boiled, boiled vegetable, and that's his meal, he's making his meal on it, he benches. If that's his meal, even if it's just boiled vegetables, Rabbi Kiva hold you bench. I'll show you some mayim litzama. If he drinks water because he's thirsty, then mevorach shakal niyam b'dvorah. You make a shakal. If he drinks water, just to take down some medicine, then he doesn't make a bracha. But if he wants to drink the water, he's thirsty, he makes a shahakal. Rabbi Tarfanaimir, Borin Nefoshes, Rabbis, Vechesroinan. He makes a Borin Nefoshes. As Taisus points out, that this Borin Nefoshes that we're talking about is not a bracha achroina. Rabbi Tarfan says that the bracha Rishaina is not shahakal, the bracha Rishaina is a Borin Nefoshes. Let's see the Gemara my time. Why does Rav Gamliel say you bench after eating the fruit? The Zayin Minim Dichsiv Eretz Chitus Avera VeGaymer Dichsiv Eretz Asher Labim Miskenus Toichav Alecha. And then it says, so the achalta v'zavalta v'irachta is going on everything, not only on the bread, but it's going on all of the minim. V'rabbanan eretz hifsekein. And Rabbanan say, yeah, but it says eretz over here. And this, when it says eretz asher lo yibimsker tabocha lechem, then that separates, makes a divider between the zayin, the list of the zayin minim, and v'achalta v'zavalta v'irachta. V'achalta v'zavalta v'irachta is not going on the zayin minim, it's only going on the lechem. V'ram gamil fract gemora nami eretz hifsekein. Why don't we say eretz hifsekein? Homi boy, like Gemara says, lemuta kaisis zechita. That is to mimaya, to exclude from this case where that your kaisis zechita, meaning it's saying that the eretz is saying that even in a case of bread, but if it's only the chita, eretz chita. So if it's only chita, if you pop the kernels of the wheat, then you don't bench on that. All that's eaten, really, the v'chalta v'savata v'irachta, they hold is going on all the zayin minim. But the Eretz Hifsek Inyan is telling you it's only like by lechem, where that's the way it's eaten, that's the manner and the form that it's eaten, that people eat it for their meal. That's when you bench. But if it's in an unusual manner, even chita, if it's a grain, you don't bench on that. If it's from the type five types of grain, then the bracha betchil mevarchal abarim minim mezainus olasoyf bracha achas main sholosh. You make an ala mezainus in front beforehand and ala mechia afterwards on all the types five grain that's made into a tafshel or into a bread, a mezainus cake, etc. Whenever it's from the Shiva Saminim of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, you make a Bori Pri Eitz on the fruit of the Zayin Minim, and afterwards you make a Mein Sholosh, Allah Eitz Val Pri Eitz. Amar Lebaila Rav Dimi, my Nihu Brachas Mein Sholosh. What is that Bracha Mein Sholosh that you make after eating this fruit of the Shiva Saminim? Amar Leapir the Eitz, on the fruit of the tree you make Allah Eitz Val Pri Eitz. So you make the bracha of Al Eitz Val Pri Eitz, thanking Hashem for the land, for the fruit that He's giving us, the land that He's given us, and we request from Hashem that He shows mercy on us and Yerushalayim and bring us to the Binyan of Yerushalayim. The Chamesh is a minim on the something that's made on the five types of grain. What's the bracha achrayna? Alamich val kal kal avaktanus asada v'chaysam al aretz v'alamichya. And you end off al aretz v'alamichya. So, so how do you say, what is the precise way that you end off the bracha? Well, we see that in Rosh Chodesh you make a baruch mekadosh yisrael Rosh Chodesh. Over there, you make a bracha, that it says on Rosh Chodesh, you make a bracha, and Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. Now, the issue over here is that normally you don't make a chasima, you don't end the bracha with two separate inyanim. It has to be one, you're not machtim betarte. You don't make a chasima with two inyanim. Nevertheless, by Rosh Chodesh, we do say Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. There's two separate inyanim. No, it's not considered two separate inyanim because it's really one concept. It's Mekadosh Yisrael. Who are Mekadosh the Rosh Chodashim? So we see this is a precedent that we see that even though technically there's two inyanim, but if it's really inyan, it's the same inyan. It's Mekadosh Yisrael. Who are Mekadosh the Rosh Chodashim? It is appropriate. Hachamai. What about in our case? Rav Chisda Amar Al Aretz Val Perisep. So he says Al Aretz Val Perisep. That you make a bracha ala aretz al periseha, and it's not considered two separate inyanim. So when you make the chasima of the on the peres of Eretz Yisrael, the question is, b'may chasim is appropriate to say ala aretz al periseha? It's not considered two separate inyanim because the aretz is mitzi the peres, so it's really one inyan. It's one inyan because the peres come from the land, so it's really a blessing on this land that brings the peres. Rav Yechonon Amar al aretz al peres. He says on the Aretz and on the Paris. You make a bracha on the Aretz, all the Paris. Not all peris sehel. On the aretz, all peris. Amravam v'loy pligim v'alon v'alahu. It's not really machlokes if what you say on the aretz al peris or al peris seho, on the aretz of the peris or its peris. It depends. It's if in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chisda said al aretz al peris seho. Now he was in Bavel. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't say on its peris. He says on the peris. He didn't say al peris seho. So the difference is, Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, Maskev Lav, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, how could that be? Inu Achle V'Hanan Mevarchen. You're telling me that Rav Chisda, he was in Bavel, and he makes a bracha al Aretz v'al Peroi Seho. Now, he's not in the Peroi Seho. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. So this fruit is not from Eretz Yisrael. So what, he's making a bracha, they're eating the peris of Eretz Yisrael, and he's making the bracha in Bavel on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? El Gemara says, Apog, you have to switch it around. Rav Chisda Amar al Aretz al HaPeres. Rav Chisda says the bracha is al Aretz al HaPeres, not Peres Seho, al HaPeres, because the fruit is not from its land, it's not from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochanan al Aretz al Peres Seho, he was in Eretz Yisrael, so he says Peres Seho. Now the question arises, the Gemara's question is, Michtam Amay Chasim. We just said prior to that, that on the Chameches Aminim, V'chaisim al Aretz al HaMichya, that an over there by the chameshes meaning by the mezainis, you make a bracha and you're chaysim al aretz v'al hamechia. It's aretz v'al hamechia, and it seems to be two separate things. Just that's not a problem. Now when it comes to over here, the Gemara asks v'may chasim on the fruit. What is the chasim on the fruit? Here the Gemara seems to have a problem, an issue. Can you make al aretz v'al peraseha? Is that considered two separate inyanim or not? And we try to bring a raya from Reish Chaydash, that it's not considered two separate inyanim. But why is it any different than Alamichya? And Alamichya, we didn't even have an issue over here. It was taken as a given that we make the bracha al Aretz Alamichya. So the Mefarshim answer that the grains go directly from the ground. That's more clear that it's al Aretz, Alamichya, the Michya that grows from the ground. That's clear that it's really one chasima, that it's only one praise, that it's one chasima, one shvach. But by the fruit, it doesn't go directly from the ground. It grows from the tree, which goes from the ground. Is it appropriate? Therefore, the Gemara is asking, is it appropriate to say on this over here, al aretz v'al peres, al peresah, is that also considered one inyan? Or here, since the fruit is not growing directly from the ground, perhaps it's considered like two separate inyanim, fruit and the ground, not one and the same. The Gemara answers, it is appropriate, whether you say peres or peresah, depends if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel.